T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy, at 8:05. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Salt and Smoke still doing curbside pickup and delivery. Get involved. They're doing a great job. It's delicious. I've had it a few times since this quarantine has started, and you guys should too. SaltandSmokeSTL.com. Also on Instagram Live right now at the Wake Up Y98. I'm coming to you live from t-shirtproblems.com studios. You can see what it looks like at my place. Lots of pictures of me. It is international. It is International Waffle Day. We love waffles, right? Everybody loves waffles. Who doesn't like waffles? Two of the five of us on the morning show have waffle irons.
Yes. We got it for a Christmas gift a few years ago, and it's so great. I prefer waffles over pancakes, personally, because they're easier to make.
Jen Myers loves it. Lance, some Peeps news. So the factory that makes Peeps has shut down for obvious reasons. There still should be a reasonable supply for Easter, but just maybe not quite as many or as large of a variety of flavors as we normally get.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to make it?
I think, I still have Christmas Peeps laying around here, which are getting plenty stale and plenty good.
Take home the ones that we tried, like the new flavors that we tried, the sour watermelon and all those?
No, we threw those away.
Well, and right.
I may have had several bites before we actually pitched them.
I know a lot of people who have already broken into their Easter candy.
Yeah, why not? Times are tough. Mm-hmm.
I know, I've thought about it.
Exactly, why not?
Kevin broke into that chocolate, the Reese's Bunny that you dip. You break off the pieces of the chocolate and dip it in the peanut butter.
That one's great.
Looks incredible. Kevin's the only one in the studio. He's got all access to all that candy.
That's right.
I think it's funny in the studio how, or at the office, people would leave, you'd always leave food on that thing in the kitchen, and it would just be gone immediately. And now it all just lasts. You know, I mean, people still.
Right.
Again, this is like last week. People would put out donuts, and they would just sit like, come on, grabbing a donut.
How long? What's on that?
Yeah, eat your food, order your food, but just in a public, like, here, grab one. Like, buffets should not be open right now.
I'm surprised some of our coworkers have enough sense to not touch food that's just left out.
Yeah, but who doesn't have the sense that they're still like, oh, I'm going to put these out for everyone just to grab? Mm-hmm.
You know that there's like two or three of them.
Yeah.
They're a little Rich.
Wow, by name.
We talked earlier about, you know, Cadbury every year searches for the new Cadbury bunny, right? Leading up to Easter, lots of contestants. Right. We have a winner. It is a two-legged dog.
I was rooting for the llama.
This two-legged dog is pretty adorable. He's got for his hind legs. He's got sort of it's wheels essentially. And the two-legged dog's name?
What?
Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, love it. Yeah, let me see him. Oh, he's adorable.
He's real.
He's like a basset hound. He's a treeing walker coonhound. Oh, he's cute.
Yeah. Shout out to Lieutenant Dan. Check that out at Y98.com. They did a study asking people if they've been drinking more or less in the last 2 weeks. If you guys, well, answer for yourselves. If you've been drinking more or less in the last 2 weeks.
I have not. My wife has.
Go ahead, let it out.
Because you're home more?
Pretty much.
I have had a margarita from the Nacho Mama's drive-thru. I had one on Sunday.
Ooh.
That's it.
Lance?
I ran out of beer.
You did?
Yeah. Haven't had the chance yet to go restock. So,
Les, Salt and Smoke delivering drinks, by the way, worth saying.
Especially, really?
You know, that whiskey you want, they got you covered. They'll, even if you're if you just want that, they got you covered.
Okay, what did they say with the survey?
20% of people said they've had more to drink in the last 2 weeks. 26% say less. 54 then around the same.
I feel like the 20% that say more, that's low.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be more interesting.
No, but you meant...
No, I really did. I read the headline, and I'm like, oh, here we... let's get to the bottom of this. And then it's like,
yeah, some people more, some people less.
That reminded me of something, though. When I was at Olive & Oak over the weekend for takeout, which, by the way, they are no longer... Olive & Oak and Clover and the Bee said that they're going to shut down temporarily. But they had a sign up from the wine merchant in Clayton, where all these restaurants were participating and they're doing a raffle. Let me see. WineMerchantLTD.com/raffle. Okay, get this. Restaurant owners and employees are struggling right now, so they are busting out Lance. Pappy Van Winkle 20-year.
Ooh.
Wow.
Or this really fancy Domaine Romani Conti wine. For each $100 gift card you purchase from the participating restaurants, you get an entry to win either bottle, the Pappy or the wine. And Wine Merchant isn't taking a cut of the sales. It's just to help out people in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a real quick look here. Basically, what online, what a Pappy 20-year bottle goes for.
Just Google Wine Merchant Raffle, and you'll be able to find it.
Yeah, usually a Pappy Van Winkle 20-year-old goes for about $2,500 usually.
What? Ooh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's a tough one to get.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. And one more story as I wrestle my segment back.
Sorry. You're talking about Salt and Smoke invaded. And drinking and
it's
I thought
just
it was
so comfy
interesting.
Here in the t-shirt.
I know. There's a real sense of community at the t-shirtproblems.com studio.
There you go.
Kevin liked it. Finally, they did a survey about yesterday we talked about how people pronounce different foods. Now we're going to talk about different preparation or the way that they're consuming different foods. This one we talk about quite a bit. You're making a sandwich. You cut it down the middle or diagonally?
Ooh. I've become more of a diagonal man as I've gotten older.
I don't cut usually. If I do, I cut it in half. But my kids prefer diagonal because they don't eat the crust. And that's easier to do.
Yeah.
80% of people said diagonal is better. Yeah. Do you eat pizza flat or do you fold it?
I fold it.
Flat.
Depends on the pizza.
Depends on the pizza, but when it's able, I am a folder. 31% yeah. Like to fold. Best way to eat an apple, slice it up or bite into it?
Slice it up.
I bite into it.
I like the idea of slicing, but who's got that kind of time?
As I've gotten older, I'm more of a slicer.
Yeah.
56 like, say they slice.
Hey, pen organizer, it sounds like you have a whole bunch of time.
Not until I get
wow.
through these puns. I will post that picture. All right, ketchup on your fries or on the side for dipping?
On the side.
Lance?
On the side.
Yeah, 92% prefer to dip. What's the best brownie, corner piece or middle piece?
Corner piece.
I love the corner. I'm a corner guy.
Corner.
I'm a middle guy. 57% said
really?
Corner.
Maybe that's
but just on
your
brownies.
Problem.
Everything else, I'm a big corner guy. No one eats string cheese anyway. I'm not even talking about that.
I love string cheese.
All right. Do you peel it or just bite into the whole chunk?
I think I'm weird because I do not peel it.
85% peel. Yeah, you are in the weird 15%. Right way to eat a popsicle, lick it or bite it?
I bite it too.
77% say they mostly lick. And when you eat a bagel, finally, One half at a time. Do you eat it one half at a time, or do you put the two halves together and eat it like a sandwich?
One half at a time.
What are you, a monster?
Right.
Agreed. One at a time.
22% out there are eating it sandwich style.
Oh.
You're a little different, but if you listen to the show, we still embrace you. That's Foodstuffs. If you missed anything, check it on the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just look for The Wake Up with...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.